Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose Masterforce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from Masterforce today. Check out all our Masterforce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. If you're paying more than $1 a month for any ED or hair medication, listen up. At Joy & Blokes, when you start TRT or enclomiphene, you can add any ED or hair loss prescription for just $1 a month. $1 add-ons with your hormone plan, and right now, all labs are 50% off. I'm Josh Whalen, founder of Joy & Blokes. I built this company because men are tired of paying for fragmented care without results. Every Joy & Blokes lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who connects your symptoms to your biomarkers. You'll get a real plan that covers hormones, performance, and confidence. If you're considering TRT or enclomiphene, this is the most efficient way to do it. Get started at joyandblokes.com and use the promo code PODCAST. New customers get 50% off their labs, and for a limited time, you can take advantage of our $1 ED or hair loss add-ons when you start TRT or enclomiphene. Not available in all states. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Learn more at joyandblokes.com.
All right, lads, welcome back to Inside MC, the podcast where I sit down with an amazing guest every single week. And this week I'm joined with someone very, very cool. I know a few people have been very excited to have them on. I'm excited to have them on. This week I'm joined with Lukey.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to the interrogation.
You said before recording that you've done a little bit of research on the podcast. Did you know how the intro goes?
You ask one fun fact.
Yeah, kind of. You're halfway there. You're missing something before it.
I was just really nervous about thinking of a cool fun fact. That's surprising. But what's the other part that I'm not aware of?
I always I don't have this wrote down, so I have it like embedded in my brain. So when I go off track with it, I don't remember it properly. So it's like it goes something along the lines of like, who are you? What do you do? And if you have a fun fact, either about yourself or just in general. But if you don't have a fun fact, you can hear my fun fact. I always like to give a substitute.
Wait, that's such a good like freebie. It's like get out of jail free. Well, I'm Lucas or Lukey. What do? I stream on Twitch and I work in the film industry. I work in a few different places. And a fun fact is, did you know it snows metal on Venus?
No, why do you know that?
Oh, I'd studied astronomy for a few years and I'd done a whole case study on Venus, and it snows, it's so hot that it snows metal there.
Jeez, fair play.
It's muthanite.
If you don't mind me asking, I never normally ask this question on a podcast, but it's just come from the start. There's a reason I'm going to be asking. How old are you?
I am 21.
Okay, so you're younger than me. Did you study film?
No.
That answers your question, Roman. They weren't sure because of your one YouTube video, the production quality, and obviously what you do in your free time. Like, it gives off film vibes.
Yeah, well, I really like that aesthetic of it. But honestly, part of the reason I done that, so for context, audio listeners, I have this. It's like a super old retro styled film, and it's like me in my past, and like it's about my move to London. And but half the reason I chose to go for that stylistic choice is because the footage was shot on my phone, which was just really shoddy. And I was like, the best way I can mask this awful camera quality is if I make it look intentional and I put like film burn on it and like flashes and make it look like I've deliberately made it look bad. But I've not studied film, but I am in my second year of media production now at uni. That was long after I uploaded that video.
And you said, sorry, Dex, I didn't mean to cut you off. You studied astrology, was it? Astronomy.
So I done business psychology and applied sciences. And within the applied sciences, I done astronomy for 2 years.
Beverly, and you and you didn't think about implementing that into your content?
No. I done a gap year and took a real U-turn, moved away to London, and then proceeded to study media production. I mean, it fits in its way into like everyday life, but I don't do any astronomy videos or anything like that.
I think this is public information, that's what I'm saying, but if it's not, I can cut out regardless. Obviously you no longer live in London, you moved away.
Yes, I moved to Brighton about just over a month ago now, maybe.
So are you still like planning on going back to uni with everything that's been happening in your life? Like, will you have time
It's really up in the air at the moment. Going back for my third year, I've spoken with a lot of friends about it and my family too. I don't know. And I'm maybe by the time this comes out, I've made my decision. But honestly, I don't know. The juggle is becoming like harder and harder. And it's not just a case of like, oh, I'm making money now, like I don't need to go to uni. It's like I'm turning down so much work and opportunity because I have to do uni homework, right? I had this, the first thing that comes to mind, I had an acting role with Netflix, right? And it was a three week shoot in the UK, and I turned it down because I had to finish this group project and I had no time, like not even hours in the day. I was pulling all nighters. It was rough. But like that, like my friend was doing the Spotify album for charity and I was supposed to be a part of it. It was like re-singing old Christmas songs, and I couldn't do that because I had uni work. I missed my premiere for the documentary, the initial opening thing, because I had uni work. And it's like, it's this constant battle between what should I be prioritizing? And that's my current dilemma with uni. So I might go back, and if I do, I'll commute to London. If not, then I fully lock in on streaming and industry, yeah.
I understand, like, a lot of people say to stick at it because of, like, the having.
If you're paying more than $1 a month for any ED or hair medication, listen up. At Joy & Blokes, when you start TRT or enclomiphene, you can add any ED or hair loss prescription for just $1 a month. $1 add-ons with your hormone plan, and right now all labs are 50% off. I'm Josh Whalen, founder of Joy & Blokes. I built this company because men are tired of paying for fragmented care without results. Every Joy & Blokes lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who connects your symptoms to your biomarkers. You'll get a real plan that covers hormones, performance, and confidence. If you're considering TRT or enclomiphene, this is the most efficient way to do it. Get started at joyandblokes.com and use the promo code PODCAST. New customers get 50% off their labs, and for a limited time, you can take advantage of our $1 ED or hair loss add-ons when you start TRT or enclomiphene. Not available in all states. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Learn more at joyandblokes.com.
And the qualification and stuff behind you, but like a lot of people don't know this. I haven't mentioned it for a while on the podcast. I studied accounting in college. Like I have an AAT level 2 and level 3 degree. Like realistically speaking, if I wanted to go into that field, I could go in as an apprentice fairly easily. But it just doesn't interest me anymore. Like it sucks because it'd be really nice to have a full-on degree behind me. But at the same time, I just don't want to be an accountant. So right now I'm a manager in a coffee shop, which isn't exactly, you know, as upbeat. But also I have time to do content creation, which like is what I want to do. End goal.
Yeah.
So, you know, like I understand, like I can't fully relate to you because obviously it's a bit different, but as much as I can relate to you here, you know, not trying to sway you one way or the other, but I'd honestly say just go with your passion. Like it's cool to have the qualifications, but then at the same time, it's also like, if you're confident enough in your ability, qualifications aren't going to be needed. And with that, what's the point of getting the qualifications? It's not really a flex if you don't use it.
Exactly that. Like, I mean, I agreed with my parents before I moved to London. I said like, you know, if I get there and the course is really tough, like I'll just work hard. If it's boring, like I'll see it through. The only reason I could see myself leaving uni preemptively is if I legitimately believe my time is better invested elsewhere. And for the first time, especially with like streaming recently, I'm really having to consider where to put my time. And it sucks because I'm a year off getting the degree and like the piece of paper, but uni served its purpose. I lived in London quote unquote for free for 2 years, which has enabled me to do all the work I'm doing at the moment. But now it's like, it's just boxes I have to tick and essays I need to write and group projects that I need to carry. And I just feel worse and worse about sacrificing like the real world things I've got going on for it. But I think I would generally recommend sticking through uni and seeing it through. But yeah, it is a bit of an odd situation I've got going on at the moment.
I think if you're just a quote unquote general content creator, like you're pulling a lot of viewers, you're making an income from it, I think yes, 100% stick at uni. But with how much you have going on and how like big of a content creator you've become, obviously not saying that other people aren't as big, but you get the idea. I think it's different. I think it's different for you to say that you like can think about it, whereas I think a lot of other people, if you're not a full-on content creator, quote unquote, you should wait and see it out.
Yeah,
that's the only reason I stopped accounting, is I genuinely just didn't enjoy it. It wasn't because of content creation. I just, and I'm glad now because I have time for content creation because of it.
Yeah. Well, it does feel different. I mean, I've streamed for years, and it's only recently, this past, I think, 4 months post Realm, I've blown up with it. But I'd stream quite a lot. I had a little bit of a dip because I had uni and this industry stuff, but it would be to like 16 to 20 viewers, right? Which was good and it's fun, and I done it because I loved it, but it wasn't viable, right? I couldn't justify putting all the hours into it when I needed to get a job to pay rent, right? Now, for the first time ever, it's proven to be viable for me, right? It's like making significant enough. I have my own place, and doing this alongside my own work, like, I can get by for the first time. And so, yeah, it is a bit of a weird, different exception. And it's obviously, it's not nice to talk and compare about sizes, but it's not always the smart. Realistically, it's not always the smart, which is why I was doing uni, right? Because it's like growing up saying you want to be a singer. Like, that's awesome. You should absolutely strive for it. But not everyone grows up to become, I don't know, David Bowie or Ed Sheeran or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was, honestly, I was on the brink of coming to that, like, realization where it's like, okay, like, I've done this and it's really good fun streaming, but I've done it for a while now and nothing crazy has come from it. I'm going to lock in on, like, the next best thing, which is industry work. That started going really well, and then streaming has now more recently taken off, and now it's like I have both, and I have uni too to juggle. But if you're just streaming, it can be a bit risky just to say no to every other aspect in life. And as much as you should lock in, and I really believe in, if you work hard enough at something, you'll get there. But you've got to be realistic, you know, and harsh on yourself at some points, you know.
I mean, I've had the exact same feelings with the podcast, for example. Like, there's been moments where I've genuinely turned around and been like, damn, I had it back in December where I, on a whim, bought A-level courses for psychology and sociology because I was like, this YouTube thing instead of podcast thing just isn't working out on other avenues. I'll be honest. Uh-huh. Big waste of money for me because I haven't actually done any of the studies, which is really annoying because I want to. I just haven't had the time for it, sadly.
No.
And I will get around to it. It's a 2-year course, so I have time, and like, I'm a fast learner, yeah. So it's all right. But like, you know, but then I kind of turn around, and obviously I found this new job where I've only been here for like a week now, but the job is good. I'm a manager. The latest finish is 3:30. I get home for about 4:30. Like, nice. It's the perfect shift. And because I have such a, like, I don't sleep loads. I go to bed at 12. I wake up at 4:45 and I function completely fine. Right.
If you're paying more than $1 a month for any ED or hair medication, listen up. At Joy & Blokes, when you start TRT or enclomiphene, you can add any ED or hair loss prescription for just $1 a month. $1 add-ons with your hormone plan, and right now all labs are 50% off. I'm Josh Whalen, founder of Joy & Blokes. I built this company because men are tired of paying for fragmented care without results. Every Joy & Blokes lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who connects your symptoms to your biomarkers. You'll get a real plan that covers hormones, performance, and confidence. If you're considering TRT or enclomiphene, this is the most efficient way to do it. Get started at joyandblokes.com and use the promo code PODCAST. New customers get 50% off their labs, and for a limited time, you can take advantage of our $1 ED or hair loss add-ons when you start TRT or enclomiphene. Not available in all states. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Learn more at joyandblokes.com.
And so, like, I'm like in a position where I can keep the content hope alive, even though it's not earning me money, because I have this job that's earning me money. And that's why people should, like, I feel like should stick at both. If, like, you know, you have other avenues that are earning you income, which is why you don't need to fully quote unquote rely on uni. Whereas a lot of people don't have that. And if YouTube isn't making you, or streaming isn't making you a viable income, unless you do a subathon, for example, then you should definitely stick at both until you have something that's, until you get to the point where you turn around and you're like, realistically speaking, which one is weighing better? Like, you know, you can still work a full-time job and keep content alive. You might not be able to put as much time into it, but at least you're earning an income and living a life as opposed to just relying on something that isn't doing the best.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah, even with you with your current new job, like, you're still here recording and making stuff, right? So it is possible to do both. Obviously, it sucks when you can't solely focus on the one thing, but you know, it's not, I don't think it's anything to be ashamed of, is to work as well on the side. In fact, a significant amount of streamers and YouTubers do that, you know, especially if they want to start investing into their stream or getting an editor or doing this and doing that, or like traveling and going to Twitch cons and
exactly
to have that. Yeah,
there's no way I could have done half the things I did on YouTube income. No way.
Yeah. And me, like, I've just moved out for the first time, like, I'm, well, for the second time, but without the help of uni, and it's scary. I'm not, like, God, I'm spending so much just to exist in a singular apartment, and, you know, I can't, it would be foolish for me to fully rely on Twitch income as it can fluctuate like that. And so I do the second most inconsistent job I have, which is film work and industry.
I feel like there's a perfect transition here, but I'm going to pause it because I want to talk about something else first. And honestly, it's the first thing I wanted to bring up on the podcast. We're going to talk about this, so it's fine. I think you know what I'm bringing up. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. I live in London. You know I live in London. We met for the first time on my birthday.
We did. At a bar with some friends.
Weatherspoons, yeah. So Darksworth.
Weatherspoons.
Yeah, Darksworth invited us. We were planning to go for drinks before he went home from uni.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, I'm going to bring some university friends. I said, okay, that's fine, because they were going out clubbing afterwards. So me and my partner, we went to meet Darksworth, some uni friends. Lukey was also a uni friend.
Yeah, I'm just uni guy.
So before I say anything else, I kind of want to hear your POV of the interaction first.
So it was, for context, Ducksworth, honestly, probably like the one friend I've got on my course. It's so, we chat so much shit together. It's great because the course is a bit of a joke, I'll be honest.
I've heard.
But yeah, we go to uni together. He does social media, I do media production. And I'm pretty bad with like going out and socializing because I work so much that I usually just like decline and say no. But Duck asked me, he's like, oh, I'm going out to like Spoons to meet some friends. Do you want to come? And I was like, you know what? Fine. So I don't know what I was doing at the time, but I was like, yeah, okay, like I'll go, like sure, I'll play social. I'm sat in Spoons, and we arrived, I think, late, but not as late as some of the others.
I'm cringing.
And they were planning this big night out afterwards, which I was just not prepared to
do. Yeah, I didn't go away, but me and Chloe went home, like you did.
Yeah, and I met the both of you, and I met some more of Duck's friends, and we went with like a couple of his flatmates. I had a couple drinks at Spoons. It was great. It was a grand time. Got like chatting with everyone until the Realm SMP came up into conversation, and everything went wrong.
It's bad. You're making it sound so bad. You're making it sound so much worse. As if I'm not already sitting here cringing.
I know, because I joke about this a lot. This happened at like TwitchCon too, where me and another Realmer will start talking about the realm in a language that nobody else can quite comprehend. And we're now in this, we're in the IRL lobbies here. We're in a public setting. And yeah, me, Orbitz, and Dux, we just start nerding out about like streaming, like Minecraft streamers, who's doing what. And I felt so bad because on the other side of the table, I just saw the rest of the group slowly tune out as we proceeded to just drink after drink, just discuss realm lore. But it was a really good time, and I enjoyed hanging out and socializing. And then everyone went out, and I was like, nope, I'm going back home because I have work to do and I'm being boring.
Wait, you don't remember like the really key part as to why I'm cringing so bad?
What, you asking for my Discord?
No. Okay, oh, I'll tell you my... Okay, all right. It's a similar story, so I'll skip the boring parts of us meeting, blah, blah, blah. So,
if you're paying more than $1 a month for any ED or hair medication, listen up. At Joy & Blokes, when you start TRT or enclomiphene, you can add any ED or hair loss prescription for just $1 a month. $1 add-ons with your hormone plan, and right now, all labs are 50% off. I'm Josh Whalen, founder of Joy & Blokes. I built this company because men are tired of paying for fragmented care without results. Every Joy & Blokes lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who connects your symptoms to your biomarkers. You'll get a real plan that covers hormones, performance, and confidence. If you're considering TRT or enclomiphene, this is the most efficient way to do it. Get started at joyandblokes.com and use the promo code PODCAST. New customers get 50% off their labs, and for a limited time, you can take advantage of our $1 ED or hair loss add-ons when you start TRT or enclomiphene. Not available in all states. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Learn more at joyandblokes.com.
Okay. We're sat outside, so it's me, next to me is Chloe, on the opposite side of the table is Lukey, Dark, and then obviously the other people, like you said, we all signed up.
Yeah.
I didn't know who you were.
Yeah, that's, I don't expect people to know who I am.
No, because it gets worse. It gets worse. I remember it. I guess it's one of those situations where I remember because it was about me. Do you know how like you'd remember cringy stuff about yourself a lot more than other people would?
Okay, sure.
So we're talking, and like, I just think you're one of like Duck's like flat friends. So we get talking about Minecraft. Duck mentions how you watch Minecraft or you're a bit into it. I start talking to her about MCC. I ask if you've heard of The Realm. I ask like if you know people, and then Duck turns around and goes, oh yeah, like he's friends with Tubbo. And I went, oh cool, like,
it
doesn't change my POV, like
I remember now you explained to me what like MCC was, and I was like and I didn't want to be rude, so I was just like, you know, letting you have your way. And then that was it. You turned around to me and you said, oh, do you know The Realm? And I said, well, funnily enough. And then, yeah, that's when Doug chimed in. I was like, yeah, Lukey's in The Realm.
But, like, conversation stays the same. We started nerding out afterwards, so obviously, once I knew you was in The Realm.
That is true.
I didn't change. Like, I don't, I'm very fortunate, and I'm kind of bigging myself up here. I'm very fortunate in the fact that I don't change how I talk to people based on who they are. I treat everyone the same.
You switched up real fast.
No, I did not. No.
Like, you're from The Realm, can I buy you a drink? I said, buy me two.
We only drank two drinks.
I'm kidding.
And also, actually, the only thing I did was get you to add me on Discord because you have friends.
That's added true.
Off, and then I offered you an invite to the podcast because I was telling you about Inside MC, which you hadn't heard of, which is completely fine. And I was talking to you, and it's weird because it links into a future thing that we bring up. When I say about some of the guests I've had on, Pangy was one of the people I said I've had on the podcast. And
I
just see you constantly showing up in these streams, and I went, oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it's all come full circle. He called me while we were there at the table.
Yeah, I won't get into too much of what we were talking about because some of it we can't talk about on the podcast. But there was a few things. I'm going to mute it just in case can you remember what we talked about? If not, then I'm going to say it and I'm going to mute it.
No, go on. Go crazy. I do remember. No, I remember. It's just clicked. Okay, that sounds worse without the context. Guys, it wasn't that bad.
No, it was horrible.
It was horrible. It was awful.
Jem is someone who works on the Realm Updates Twitter. They're someone I just talked to in DMs, like a big watcher. And I said, I'm like, I'm really looking forward to having Nuki on the podcast, but God, I have the worst, like, not worst, but like the, I'm really big on first impressions. So it's when I send an invite to on the Discord, like on the podcast, I do this really thing. When I first join a call with you, I'm like, hello, how are you? Blah, blah, blah. I do that same thing for everyone because I'm really big on first impressions.
Yeah.
So when our first impression is like me talking to you as if you have no clue what's going on, it's like, oh God.
I think that's the best. Honestly, like just in a pub, in a casual setting with someone else, 90% of my work, right? You know, like the PR events and stuff I do. It's just an elevated setting of at a bar with people. I think it's better that way. It's so much less, like the stakes are so much lower. It's so much more informal and it's just chill. You get to be human.
True.
Don't sweat it. You are chill. Don't worry about it.
Well, if I wasn't, you wouldn't have come on the podcast. So
that's true. Yeah.
You would have said no.
Ooh. I would have been like, this guy, he explained MCC to me and I didn't like that.
it's more so just funny to like, you know, like it turns around and you're like, oh, you're this actually fairly big creator. And I'm like, oh shit. Like, because I went home with Chloe because, was on the way home. And I just said, that's so funny. Because I hadn't really eaten anything that day as well. Like, I don't get tipsy easy, but when I hadn't eaten anything. Uh-huh. So like, I wasn't tipsy, but I felt the alcohol. And I was like, did I talk too much? And she was like, yeah, you did a little bit, but it's okay.
Okay, like if I was sat at a bar and I realized I was sat across Lukey, I'd be nervous too, man.
Well, I didn't even know who Lukey was until I got home and I actually did the research. I was like, oh wait, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, that's me.
And now I lurk in your Twitch streams while I'm recording podcasts. So look at that, so full circle.
Oh hell yeah.
I actually have like, I like to have like visual recordings on while I'm talking because it just makes it a bit easier to stay focused instead of just looking at blank screen. Obviously, if we did face cams, I'd be able to see your face. so it's different.
I could put my face cam on.
Well, I mean, there's no point, because it's got an animation over it. So
yeah, I know there's an animation. I was watching Durap's interview, and then you pointed out he had his face cam on the entire time.
I didn't. Yeah.
I was like,
if you're paying more than $1 a month for any ED or hair medication, listen up. At Joy and Blokes, when you start TRT or enclomiphene, you can add any ED or hair loss prescription for just $1 a month. $1 add-ons with your hormone plan, and right now all labs are 50% off. I'm Josh Whalen, founder of Joy and Blokes. I built this company because men are tired of paying for fragmented care without results. Every Joy and Blokes lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who connects your symptoms to your biomarkers. You'll get a real plan that covers hormones, performance, and confidence. If you're considering TRT or enclomiphene, this is the most efficient way to do it. Get started at joyandblokes.com and use the promo code PODCAST. New customers get 50% off their labs, and for a limited time, you can take advantage of our $1 ED or hair loss add-ons when you start TRT or enclomiphene. Not available in all states. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Learn more at joyandblokes.com.
Wow, that's brave. Like, kudos to Durap for being that guy in, like, the team's Zoom call. He just has his face cam on.
I might do, like, a face cam at one point. Maybe for 200, like, edition number 200, I might do one. But I don't know. We'll see.
It'd be fun.
We'll see.
But I also like the animations. The animations are really cool.
It's unique, because that's when I invite people on the podcast. Like, obviously, you never got a proper invitation. Like, when I send a proper invitation, I'm like, as much as it's themed. Like, when I invited the Spiff and Brit on, who isn't a Minecraft creator, I said, like, as much as the podcast is themed inside Minecraft, that's just the theme, realistically speaking. I get a lot of Minecraft creators on, but it's not really a Minecraft podcast, because a lot of the things we're going to talk about, other than the realm, we're not going to really be talking to you too much about Minecraft stuff. So it's not a Minecraft podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just themed around it because it's unique. It's unique theme.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I get that.
So you kind of, you did a smooth little transition that I didn't go into, so apologies for that. But you went on to talk about how you kind of, just before we go into this topic here, you were leading into your side quests and all that kind of jazz. So, a lot of the Twitter questions were about this, so it reduces how many I have to ask at the end of the podcast, which is nice. But I guess, like, if you off the top of your head, what are a list of some of the side quests that you've done?
Oh my god, a list?
Well, okay, not a list, but like, okay, what are some of your favorite ones then? Not to name every single one, but like, what are some of your ones? Coolest ones, I guess.
Okay, I'm gonna spearhead with the most recent one is the documentary.
Okay.
The voice of a documentary for Amazon TV on the Italian masonry Knights Templar. But then I was called back as the second assistant director, so I was there overseeing the production, which is awesome. It was really, really good fun. What else I've done? I was in Paris doing this wine labeling as part of like some graphic design work. I've done script writing for this project in New York. I edited a autobiography. I translated this autobiography also for this Italian lady. I have a lot of work in Italy. Italy's a recurring theme. I don't speak a word of Italian.
Great.
I do that. I've helped run like music venues, gigs, photography. Like if none of this is like streaming or YouTube related either. Like if I just, I don't know, if there's just something going on, I like to be there. I do a fashion events, but a lot of the times I'm just happy to be there. Like London really was just a Kickstarter for, I went to one TikTok event, right? And oh my god, it was unbearable.
Really?
Like, it was like free drinks and like music, which was nice, but all my days, just picture the demographic of TikTok influencers. And like, nothing, if you're a TikTok influencer, I'm sorry in advance, but all my days, I've never met such a shallow crowd of people, and you just couldn't, it was like a talk about yourself competition, which is really ironic me saying on a podcast.
Well, Bally, you're on a podcast to talk about yourself, here, so it's different, right? But it's different because this is an interview, so of course you're going to talk about yourself.
It was oh my god, it was awful. And I met this one person in particular, Monica, her name is, I love her to bits. She is she's a model. She is, you know, Mika, the singer.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like she's one of his photographers. Like she does tours. We just clicked, gotten really well. And then she invited me to this fashion event. Like it was London Fashion Week the next week. And now I'm going to all these fashion events in London. And it's awesome. And then I've met someone else, this like political journalist for the BBC, and like there's this event going on, there's this gallery event, and like it was, for me, it was kind of just fun. I was in my first year of uni, and so everyone's doing like student nights out, and I just, this is gonna sound really snobby, but I just went to like Mayfair for PR events. And it was great. But like you meet people through that, and like I said to you earlier, like how me and you met, right? It's conversational, it's at a bar. Like it's so much easier and nicer just to speak with someone than like doing it over an email, right? Or a literal interview. And then you'll be speaking with someone and who's like, oh yeah, blah, 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 blah. You know, I need someone, we need like an English speaking voice to do this documentary thing. And I'm like, hey, like I have an English accent, you know, and I really like stretch the truth here. But I was like, yeah, I've done a bit of like voice acting work I've done here for like a video game, which is true. And like I voiced my own documentary once, and then I showed them my stream setup, and I was like, yeah, this is like my little studio thing, like I've got. sent an audition to the, he was like, yeah, okay, you're not great, sure. Got WhatsApp, sent an audition, and they're like, the team love you. Like would love to have you on to be part of the production.
Sick.
And from then, like, it's just been word of mouth. Like, I'd like to think I do a good job. I mean, I do a good job, and that gets spread. You know, now it's for this the horror film I referenced earlier.
If you're paying more than $1 a month for any ED or hair medication, listen up. At Joy & Blokes, when you start TRT or enclomiphene, you can add any ED or hair loss prescription for just $1 a month. $1 add-ons with your hormone plan, and right now, all labs are 50% off. I'm Josh Whalen, founder of Joy & Blokes. I built this company because men are tired of paying for fragmented care without results. Every Joy & Blokes lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who connects your symptoms to your biomarkers. You'll get a real plan that covers hormones, performance, and confidence. If you're considering TRT or enclomiphene, this is the most efficient way to do it. Get started at joyandblokes.com and use the promo code PODCAST. New customers get 50% off their labs, and for a limited time, you can take advantage of our $1 ED or hair loss add-ons when you start TRT or enclomiphene. Not available in all states. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Learn more at joyandblokes.com.
For the podcast, it's from the same director who's like, oh, we need an English guy. Oh, we'll call up Lucas, see if he's free. But now I'm the acting director for this horror film coming up, and I'm gonna be away in Italy for 3 weeks for that. It was a weird spiral, and then that, and like just combined with uni and streaming stuff, the quests just come, the side quests just come, and I never say no. You know, it's a really bad habit of mine. I just don't stop. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so tired. I've done all this stuff. And then like the day I have a day off, I just throw myself into something else. Which has got me where I am today, I suppose.
I kind of want to link back to with this. It's all linked to this, like our first interaction there, and how certain, like, yeah. I'm really big on first impressions, and I think that's like, you know, when you said about the TikTok event. Obviously, I'll pick up on the other stuff you said. I don't want to just pick on one thing, but it's just because on my mind. It's like when you said like you went there and it was kind of a big talk about yourself competition, right? That's why I'm so big on first impressions, because obviously this other person who invited you to all the fashion shows and that kind of jazz, it means you did a really good first impression. And like with our first impression, as much as I cringe about it, I look back on it and I'm just like, the thing is, I talked about Inside MC, which is a channel built on other creators. Like, I always embrace this. It's my own work. I'm the one who puts in the work to ask the right questions and all this kind of jazz. But relatively speaking, it's a channel that covers other topics, right? Like when I was talking about it, like we were just naturally talking, and I showed like real passion in it, and that's what, and I'm assuming that's what you do as well. But I think there's a difference between talking about like, this is my TikTok, this is how well it does, this is who I am, as opposed to this is why I'm proud of it.
It was just like, oh, so how many followers do you have? And I was like, really? You've just told me your name, and we've jumped to that, you know? Like, not even like subtle about it too. But first impressions go a long way, but honestly, I don't stress too much. I mean, I've never worried about a first impression, because if you spend long enough with someone, obviously they're important, but you know, some people are like shy or quiet, or some people are just having like a legitimate bad day. I would never like hold my first impression on someone against them forever, right? It can be stressful to new people.
I guess I more mean if you're at a party on, obviously, like, it's your first time seeing someone. Like, this is a perfect context for this, right? So I work in a coffee shop. I had this fella come in who was drunk, right? And he came in and he was like really slurring his words. He was really shouting. He was really acting up, right? So I saw him. I dealt with it passively, blah, blah, blah. Got rid of him, blah, blah, blah. 3 days later, he came into the shop to buy a coffee completely sober. Right? Completely fine. But the thing is, because I'd already had this interaction with him that wasn't very good, I was still did customer service, but deep down I was like kind of looking like, you know, not judgmental per se, but I'm a bit like, oh, you were just in the shop. Yeah. So like that's what I'm saying with the TikTok stuff. Like, for instance, you know, instantly I'm not saying you should worry about first impressions whatsoever. But for instance, like if you go to a TikTok party and the first thing they go is like, oh, how many like followers you have, it comes off very clout chasey, very like, oh, I'm not gonna talk to you if you unless you have like a million followers, because like the podcast, I quote unquote only have 5.4k subscribers, but then I've had you on the podcast, I've had you listen to the Rapture one, I've had Captain Sparkles on. Like, I don't have crazy amount of subs, but I don't care about the viewers or the subs. I care about the viewers, I don't care about the viewer numbers or the subs, there we go. But I care about the experiences more. So
absolutely. I mean, everyone takes like a different approach to that, but I think as long as you're doing it from a point of passion, it's the best way to go. I mean, some people are like super analytical about it, and some like, and you should be, right? If you want to be, you know, and you be healthy. But honestly, I think some of the best channels out there are just like purely just passion projects. You know, they're not trying to please any algorithm or do this or do that. Like, if you love what you do, then just do it. It doesn't need to be this big game of numbers. But yeah, no, the TikTok party was crap, because it really was just like, oh God, these influencers, man. I mean, don't get me wrong, everyone looked great and they were like ex-Love Island members and this and the other. And I was like, damn, I do not belong in this crowd. But it was just such a social game and like a ladder climbing room. And I was like, yeah, I met Monica, the friend I described, and we left early. We just dipped.
I think there's a difference. I was just going to say, I think there's a difference between like genuine connections and like false connections. Like if I go to like, obviously with Inside MC, I obviously want to be genuine, but I'm also looking to get people on the podcast, because if I see someone at a party and they would be a cool guest. I mean, I'm not sure how like fully you listen to the Rapture podcast, but I'm just going to use it because it's recency bias. Like, I met the Rapture at TwitchCon, said did, hi, yeah. I do Inside MC. He turned around and went, oh, I know that podcast is sick. Bang, instantly invited him on, right? Like,
if you're paying more than $1 a month for any ED or hair medication, listen up. At Joy & Blokes, when you start TRT or enclomiphene, you can add any ED or hair loss prescription for just $1 a month. $1 add-ons with your hormone plan, and right now all labs are 50% off. I'm Josh Whalen, founder of Joy & Blokes. I built this company because men are tired of paying for fragmented care without results. Every Joy & Blokes lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who connects your symptoms to your biomarkers. You'll get a real plan that covers hormones, performance, and confidence. If you're considering TRT or enclomiphene, this is the most efficient way to do it. Get started at joyandblokes.com and use the promo code PODCAST. New customers get 50% off their labs, and for a limited time, you can take advantage of our $1 ED or hair loss add-ons when you start TRT or enclomiphene. Not available in all states. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Learn more at joyandblokes.com.
But see, if I didn't know him and he didn't know me, like, I knew he followed the Twitter account, so I knew he'd probably be interested in coming on. If we didn't know each other, it's a bit different. Like, you kind of, you don't force a conversation, but you do it a bit better, if that makes sense.
Like, obviously, I mean, there are a lot of ways to go about it, and, you know, I'd be lying if I said I've never spoken to anyone knowing that I could gain from it, right? But, like, I think it's just about being genuine and respectful about it. I mean, use me and streaming with other streamers, for example. I know it's in my best interest to get on with these other people, right? And have fun and mess around. I'm not gonna like log in one day with a group of friends and, you know, think of 10 ways to nitpick and, you know, like, yeah, of course it makes sense, especially at TwitchCon too. TwitchCon's all about, like, you know, the connectivity of it, right? Like, that's the whole point of going in person. So no, I don't think it's a bad thing by any means. Like, you saw the app, you saw the opportunity. Same as me. Yeah, you want to be on the podcast? Sure. And if you didn't do that, neither of us would have been here. So, like, kudos to you for doing that.
I mean, maybe one day, just not this soon, I guess.
Maybe one day.
Well, see, sorry to talk about myself. Apologies. But
okay,
Like, I say this to people as well. Like, I have a friend who does content creation. And if you're listening to this, I'm not going to say your name. And if I'm referencing you in a good way here, so don't take offense to it. They're friends, so they'd be fine. But, like, they, you know, average low view accounts, and they sometimes get annoyed about it, which is, like, fine. It's, you know, if you want to grow and you're struggling, it's fine. But I said to him, the thing is, right, the reason Inside MC is doing so well, because it is doing so well, is because I just act successful. Like, I walk up to people, and I don't expect them to know who Inside MC is.
Make it till you make it.
Yeah. Like, I didn't walk up to you, I didn't sit with you at the bar and expect you to know what Inside MC was. But then, like, oh, like, I don't walk up to people with TwitchCon expecting them to know Inside MC. But as soon as, like, you know, if you walk up and you show passion and you show, like, confidence and you go, yeah, this is my thing, like, I have business cards, I'll just hand a business card. Like, the business card, the way it's presented, the guests you have on, the website, I link you, it's a QR code that links you straight to a website. Like, I act like the Inside MC is this big, big thing. You go down the website, you see all the cool guests that have come on. Then you go to the YouTube channel, you're like, oh, only 5.4K, but they've had this person on, this person on, this person on. Because I just act like Inside MC is the shit. Because I want it to be the shit eventually.
Like, you can't fault yourself on being professional. No, I think it goes a long way on how you... It's presentation, right? It's how you present yourself. If you go forward with confidence in what you're doing, like, it doesn't matter. And you have like, a roster to back you up. Like, I don't think it matters that much about numerics.
Right, anyways, enough about me. Sorry, apologies.
It's okay.
You mentioned it there, but your most recent, like, side quest, like, at least the biggest recent one, was going to a movie premiere movie or series? Which one is it?
It was a documentary.
It was
the documentary I worked on and voiced for the Italian Masonry on Amazon TV.
That's insane.
I went there. I was flown to Italy, to Rome, and I live streamed it, actually. I'd done an IRL stream of just me walking. I was in this wine cellar, and then I was walking the streets of Rome, and then up into the point where I walked into the cinema, because then the signal died shortly after. It was crazy to, like, and I took a few, like, videos, and I'm so glad I did. It was surreal. It was just a cinema full of people, and it's me talk, like, you click on the documentary and it's like, here we have a wild zebra, like, it's just my voice. I'm like, who let me yap like that? But then you go outside and it's like, there's these posters and banners, and I'm just on there, and I'm like, that's so crazy, like, this whole, like, cinema full of people, that isn't even phrased correctly.
Yeah, no, it sounds right.
Room full of people in this cinema just came to watch this premiere. It was awesome. It was surreal. Really bizarre experience, but a great one.
Do you ever sit back and kind of just, like, sit down and you're like, damn, I'm the shit.
I'm him.
Yeah. Do you ever have that moment? Do you ever just kind of sit there and, like, look at what you've done and be like, fucking hell?
Sometimes. I like whenever I get back from a trip, I just, you know, you just walk through the door of your house or apartment or whatever, and you just, like, sit on the bed and you're like, whoa. And it's just kind of that. Like, yeah, like, wow, that really did just happen. And most recently probably with TwitchCon, because that was like, TwitchCon happened at the same time as the premiere. I left TwitchCon early, go to the premiere, and then went back again to the Netherlands. But I came back after that on the second to finish the second half of my house move. God, there was so much going on. But I was in Tubbo's office room where I slept that night. I was just like, whoa, just alone.
If you're paying more than $1 a month for any ED or hair medication, listen up. At Joy & Blokes, when you start TRT or enclomiphene, you can add any ED or hair loss prescription for just $1 a month. $1 add-ons with your hormone plan, and right now all labs are 50% off. I'm Josh Whalen, founder of Joy & Blokes. I built this company because men are tired of paying for fragmented care without results. Every Joy & Blokes lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who connects your symptoms to your biomarkers. You'll get a real plan that covers hormones, performance, and confidence. If you're considering TRT or enclomiphene, this is the most efficient way to do it. Get started at joyandblokes.com and use the promo code PODCAST. New customers get 50% off their labs, and for a limited time, you can take advantage of our $1 ED or hair loss add-ons when you start TRT or enclomiphene. Not available in all states. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Learn more at joyandblokes.com.
At like 3 o'clock in the morning, I was like, this is all happening. Like, this has just happened. And it is bizarre. But yeah, as much as I love to talk about it, I don't like to get too comfortable, because it's like, okay, now what? Like, I've got to do the next thing now. Okay. And then I start to lock in on that.
I will say there is I like to do this where I big people up on podcasts, because obviously your ons, I think, are impressive and cool to talk to. Like, fair play.
Thank you.
Like, you've done a lot of really, really cool shit. Like, shit. It's
thank
so
you.
Cool. So, yeah, no. Yeah. You should be very, very proud. Sorry?
Yeah. No, that's a thank you. I appreciate it. It's bizarre. It really is bizarre. But I'm happy it happened. I think that's all I could say.
But it's like what you were saying earlier. You work hard and like you're reaping the benefits. That's all you have to do is you have to work hard. You have to put in the effort. And now look.
Oh my God. Yeah. God. My life went out the window, man. Just social life was gone. But yeah. But I've been doing this since I was like 9. I have videos of 9-year-old me just recording videos, like YouTube videos, or directing like these little bits. I mean, I've steered my whole life in that direction, right? Most recently with uni, moving to London for media production, and now moving to Brighton too, to be with people who do what I do. Yeah. But yeah, it's a lot of work, and it's 24/7, but I wouldn't change it for anything. Like, it's so awesome to be able to do the dumb shit that I do and call it a job. No, it's really good fun.
I've said this before, and I know, like, it, and it sucks to say, but like, sometimes with content creation, especially if you're juggling two things, for instance, like work and uni, or like, sorry, work and content, or uni and content, sometimes it is just a case of like you have to sacrifice something. And again, it sucks to say, but sadly, sometimes that has to be a social life. Like, for instance, last year with the podcast, and sorry, this is just my way of relating, is that like I didn't really talk to many people. I tried to, but unless someone reached out to me, I just didn't really have the time for it. I was doing 2 podcasts a week. I was doing this. I was doing that. I was working a full-time job, blah, blah, blah. And like, I've cut it back now, so I have a bit more time. But if I didn't do that last year and like sacrifice that friendship making that I'm now making up this year, I don't think I would be like, again, I don't think this podcast would be happening. Like, that's just me being realistic. I don't think I'd be in a position where I'd be sitting down or I'd be as confident talking as I am now. Cause I like, you know, we've interacted a little bit. We said hi to each other at TwitchCon. And obviously we had the drinks and stuff, but like, realistically speaking, we're not two people who talk on a daily basis or like hang out with each other or share the same friend groups. Right. But I can sit down and you can sit down because you've also had the same experience and just talk, and that's great, and I'm glad like we can do that, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's my mindset is like, if you want this to be your job one day, you've got to treat it like a job. And that means waking up when you don't want to wake up and working when you're not feeling like it and making social sacrifices. I mean, how commonly do you message a friend to say like, hey, let's hang out, and it's, oh, sorry, I've got like a shift tonight, I can't. Like, it's human culture, right?
Yeah.
And it's about having that discipline with content creation to do it yourself. Because when you're your own boss, no one's making you do this stuff, right? The internet doesn't owe you anything. And if you're not going to get up to edit or to stream or to work on this or make that graphic, no one's going to make you do it. So you really do need that self-discipline. And like, through uni, it was like initially tough. I indulged a bit in like the first half of the first year in like that uni social life aspect. But honestly, after that, yeah, I really didn't live much of the quote unquote uni life because I was working, right? And people would go out and they would do this and they'll do that, and I'm not to shame people who do, right? Because like, yeah, I think it's important to be human, but I just didn't. I was just like I have like 3 years of being in London for free, not free, like I'm on a timer, and I gave myself that like pressure. I was like, because after this, like, I'm going way back home to the countryside unless I can land myself elsewhere. And if you really want it, you've got to make sacrifice for it. And social life's probably the easiest thing you can cut off first. And you don't have to completely cut it off. I'm not like go out still. I think that's really important to maintain some element of social life. But like, clubbing every night or going to this and doing that, being, you know, like people joke about streamers being unemployed, right?
Yeah.
It's like having that discipline to be your own employer and treat streaming like a job.
Like you said, fake it till you make it.
Kind of, yeah. Because there are thousands and thousands and thousands of people who also want the same job as you, and probably thousands more who are working harder, right, and doing more. And if you're not willing to sacrifice, you know, hanging out at the park every day for...
If you're paying more than $1 a month for any ED or hair medication, listen up. At Joy and Blokes, when you start TRT or enclomiphene, you can add any ED or hair loss prescription for just $1 a month. $1 add-ons with your hormone plan, and right now all labs are 50% off. I'm Josh Whalen, founder of Joy and Blokes. I built this company because men are tired of paying for fragmented care without results. Every Joy and Blokes lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who connects your symptoms to your biomarkers. You'll get a real plan that covers hormones, performance, and confidence. If you're considering TRT or enclomiphene, this is the most efficient way to do it. Get started at joyandblokes.com and use the promo code PODCAST. New customers get 50% off their labs, and for a limited time, you can take advantage of our $1 ED or hair loss add-ons when you start TRT or enclomiphene. Not available in all states. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Learn more at joyandblokes.com.
To work instead, then someone else is going to be doing that and be performing better, which may be toxic. I don't know. Maybe it's not like my awful, awful work ethic, but yeah, that's, I'm here.
I think it's mindset though, because like I've talked to people about this before. And like, again, same friend here who was talking about the streaming. I said like they work, and I was like, okay, so you work from X to X. So then what time do you go to bed? And they said, oh, for like 5 hours after I get home. So I'm like, all right, those 5 hours, what do you do during those 5 hours? And they're like, oh, yeah, I play with friends. I'm like, that's great. But then how long do you play with friends for? 3 hours. So what do you do for the other 2 hours? I just like do a little bit of content. I said, like, the thing is, that's great, but then you're complaining about not being successful. And not to sound toxic here, but that 5 hours I'm using to do content creation. I'm using to schedule guests. I'm using to follow up with people. I mean, the other day,
you'll
so
have no with friends. No, not
like that. But like, for instance, so it's funny you bring up the whole work thing, stuff like that. It's because I've worked 6 days this week. I worked Monday to Saturday. And I had Sunday off. I was meant to have Thursday off. So I had the video's come out by now. It's inside the video about Corey Way's no reset speedruns. And we were meant to record on Thursday, but then I got called into work Thursday morning because one of my colleagues called in sick. So I said yes, because obviously they're paying me for it. And it annoyed me so much, because if I didn't have a job, I wouldn't have had to reschedule Corey Way. And obviously I don't want to reschedule Corey Way. That's why I always schedule like this one. It's on a Sunday because I'm off, and I would have been finished at work anyways if I was working. I always schedule my podcast recordings in the evening for that reason. So I had to move Corey Way to Saturday, which was fine. But then I did an entire day shift on Saturday, came home to do the recording with Corey Way, then got ill, so I didn't get to make the house here. The ball that you were streaming yesterday, and like,
yeah,
you know, like, so yeah, it sucked basically, is what I'm trying to get at. But you get what I mean, the whole work thing.
It is a little like a long while ago, I used to work moving people's houses. And sometimes that job would go for like 8 to 12 hours. Like I wasn't on a shift. It was work is finished when the job is done, kind of deal. Like once they've moved house, then you're done.
Yeah.
And that, like, a lot of the times it would leak into like, I'd be getting home at like 8, 9 PM and I'd miss stream. And this is back when I was streaming to like 15 to 20 people, and it sucked. I hated so much. I was like, man, like, work is stopping me from streaming. But also, you know, you invest the time, and when you do get that free day, you know, I like to spend it working.
Yeah.
Okay, this is spiraling awful. Guys, okay, make sure you're sleeping, you're eating, you see your family. Okay, this is a disclaimer. Okay, be healthy, be human.
Oh, you weren't at my Twitch company, were like, you?
I'm like, oh my god, anyway, 12-hour day, and then, like, the one day I get off, yeah, let's work today. But I did, like, even at uni, like, we'd get our summer holidays, and I'd leave for work.
Again, no, this is just different mindsets. We're not advocating against, like, making friendships, but you weren't at my TwitchCon panel, were you?
No, I wasn't.
So, a question that someone asked on the panel was, how do you balance everything? Do you want to hear my answer?
Go for it.
I said, if you cannot sleep, don't sleep. I said, I worked, so at the time I was working another job. I was working from 6:30 AM until 5 PM, getting home at 6 PM, working until 1 AM, going to sleep and waking up at 5 AM the next day, the same day. And that was my schedule for like a month straight.
Yeah. Guys, you don't need to do this, okay? I work hard. You got to push for it, but you don't need to do this. Yeah, oh, no. My God.
Wait.
You can maintain a healthy sleep schedule. It's okay. That's crazy hours. But, like, if your heart... The thing is, though, how I see it is, it wasn't like... I would finish work and then I'm like, oh, I have to work. It was like, I loved it. I loved streaming and I loved editing. And so it was like my fun little project to work on, not this chore that I have to do after I finish work. And maybe that's why like us insane people can justify pouring so many hours into it, is because it's fun, right? Like I could do a sit in front of my PC and do a 12-hour stream, but I don't think, oh, I'm clocking into my 12-hour shift today. It's like, no, I'm playing games with my friends and just like laughing the whole time. Like it's awesome. And then afterwards, like editing, I could edit for hours and hours on end. And it's not like a, oh, I need to edit this video. Like I love the process. I love to direct. I love to like create. And so I would never complain about it like that. I think that's where it matters most. I think if your heart's in it and it's truly a passion, then it won't feel like work. It will be this thing that you're excited. It'll be like this model car you're excited to continue building, which is how I see it.
Yeah, I realize that, this isn't meant to sound like us, saying that you can't have a life. I think it's fun.
If you're paying more than $1 a month for any ED or hair medication, listen up. At Joy & Blokes, when you start TRT or enclomiphene, you can add any ED or hair loss prescription for just $1 a month. $1 add-ons with your hormone plan, and right now all labs are 50% off. I'm Josh Whalen, founder of Joy & Blokes. I built this company because men are tired of paying for fragmented care without results. Every Joy & Blokes lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who connects your symptoms to your biomarkers. You'll get a real plan that covers hormones, performance, and confidence. If you're considering TRT or enclomiphene, this is the most efficient way to do it. Get started at joyandblokes.com and use the promo code PODCAST. New customers get 50% off their labs, and for a limited time, you can take advantage of our $1 ED or hair loss add-ons when you start TRT or enclomiphene. Not available in all states. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Learn more at joyandblokes.com.
This is why I wanted to bring on podcasts. I feel like we relate a lot, and your things are a lot bigger than mine. But at the same time, we have the same kind of mindset of like, we just enjoy what we do. So we spend a lot more time doing that.
Yeah, exactly that.
So yeah, don't sacrifice friend groups. Don't only work on content. It can be unhealthy if you don't enjoy it. Only step do that if you genuinely enjoy it.
Step one of being a Twitch streamer. Delete all your friends. Say goodbye to your family. Buy 100 microwave meals. Then you'll be ready. You don't even need a camera.
make that into a short fuck, Algrave. That's the perfect TikTok.
Yeah, that'll do it. Lukey's streaming advice.
Hey, look, you're successful, so it must work, right?
No, that's not how I did it, okay? Dude, I just play Minecraft, man.
We've touched on it a brief bit during this podcast, but we've mentioned TwitchCon a few times. You were at TwitchCon. How was that?
It was crazy. I've been to one other TwitchCon before. It was TwitchCon Amsterdam a few years back, but this was my first time going to TwitchCon as like a proper streamer, I suppose. I'll say established streamer. I've not been around that long. A partnered streamer. There we go. This is all post-Realm, and, you know, it's all the rave at the moment. And I was going with a big group of friends, and I had Dutch friends there, and, like, and I was meeting a lot of the Realm crew for the first time. And it was so much. Like, it was awesome. I'll start with that. But, oh my goodness, like, still looking back at it now, it's surreal. Like, I feel so nostalgic just looking back at like the goofy clips that people made at the time, and like this going on, that going on. I had viewers approaching me for the first time, asking for like photos and signatures. It was the sweetest thing. I was allowed into like the partner lounge. I was just casually meeting all of these other streamers whom I've watched. Yeah, it was wild. It was an amazing time. And I nearly didn't even go, but I was convinced last minute to go. Well, not last minute, but I was convinced by my friend Jacob to go, and I'm so grateful he did. I had an amazing time, and then I stayed in Rotterdam and then Amsterdam afterwards for longer, hanging out with streamer friends, if you will.
Well, you spent a lot of time with Pangu.
I did, yeah. After Rotterdam, well, I met him in Rotterdam, and after that he invited me to stay in Amsterdam with him and the Lifesteal crew. He was awesome, honestly. Like, obviously I'm very aware of like the jokes and the bits that are going around, and 100% yeah, I'll feed into them, I'll admit, but dude, he's awesome. And he was so accommodating in this like brand new group of people. Like, I mean, I imagine he's done a few Twitch cons. He's done like VidCon as well, I believe. And so maybe like he was used to this and I just wasn't. But especially with the Lifesteal crew in Amsterdam afterwards, like just going out of his way to introduce me, invite me to like the plans they had going on, meals the crew were having. It was awesome. And so like, yeah, we stayed together. And then, I mean, we've been good friends for honestly since I joined Realm. And after I left to go to my premiere, but after the premiere I went back again to the Netherlands to stay at his and hang out some more. We've done a lot of IRL streams together. Yeah, no, I had an amazing time.
Yeah, follow up from this, I had something and it's just completely slipped my mind now.
I've cut off your quip.
no, I normally have stuff to go in from this. So yeah, no, like, like you said there, you did the IRL streams and obviously you did a lot of streams together and stuff like that as well. It was, that's it. You guys were all over my Twitter timeline on Inside MC. But like, really? Inside MC is filtered specifically to be Minecraft, and I've done it perfectly, so it's only Minecraft Twitter. Oh man, yeah. The clip of you guys where you come back from a movie premiere and you've done this big surprise for Pangy, but coincidentally Pangy's at the train station, but he doesn't know you're coming, and you show up and you give him this big hug, and I'm just like, oh, why is this on my timeline?
I had so many friends messaging me being like, Lucas, you have just, you're just my Twitter right now, you need to sort this.
the sleepover in the hotel, I think, with D-Town Cat was there. You did the little like, slumber party in the hotel room. Just like, oh my
God.
Like, get this shit off my feed.
The thing is, it was so much fun. Like the crash outs too. Like, it was just so much fun. It was so funny. It was my first time meeting all these people, excluding the like Brighton crew. It was my first time meeting all these people IRL, right? And it just clicked. I have no other words for it. It was such good fun. I had such an amazing time. And then obviously we had to be.
If you're paying more than $1 a month for any ED or hair medication, listen up. At Joy & Blokes, when you start TRT or enclomiphene, you can add any ED or hair loss prescription for just $1 a month. $1 add-ons with your hormone plan, and right now all labs are 50% off. I'm Josh Whalen, founder of Joy & Blokes. I built this company because men are tired of paying for fragmented care without results. Every Joy & Blokes lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who connects your symptoms to your biomarkers. You'll get a real plan that covers hormones, performance, and confidence. If you're considering TRT or enclomiphene, this is the most efficient way to do it. Get started at joyandblokes.com and use the promo code PODCAST. New customers get 50% off their labs, and for a limited time, you can take advantage of our $1 ED or hair loss add-ons when you start TRT or enclomiphene. Not available in all states. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Learn more at joyandblokes.com.
Be doubly insufferable in the real world. Because it was already bad enough on Minecraft where it's like, it's roleplay, it's this. To just met in the real world and doubled down. I mean, I when I first time I saw him, I had to immediately leave because I was with other friends at the time. I was like, hi, bye, and then like ran away. But yeah, it was the partner party. And like Pilly too, I met there, and like Loud, the whole Woogie, like the merging of the realm and the Lifesteal groups happened. It was a really good time, and obviously we had to farm clips.
You farmed a lot of clips.
It just like it was easy because I think everyone was just on such like that same wavelength and just legitimately enjoying themselves. Like, it wasn't like we have to do this and this today. It was like a no, we go live with no plan, walk around the city and just piss around. And it was such good fun. And I think that translated really well onto the streams and then onto Twitter afterwards. but it was an amazing time. And yeah, Pangy was awesome, super accommodating, like bringing me on and yeah, grateful for him. What a chill dude.
Do you have any other like fun Twitch one stories that you wanted to bring up or mention?
Oh god, not locked and loaded. Oh god, that, I mean, there's so much that happened. Like, I don't think I could pinpoint one specific story. There are a few funny like viewer interactions that happened, with, like photos and stuff. Oh my god, this. Okay, so you mentioned Pangi earlier. I had this little girl come up to me with her dad. And she comes up to me, she's like, are you Luki? And I was like, yeah, I'm Luki, like, nice to meet you, yeah. Takes a photo, and then she's like, are you really going to marry Pangi one day?
Oh gosh, oh no.
And I didn't know how to answer. I like legitimately, because her dad was there, I was tempted to do like a teasy haha, like maybe one day, but then I was like, the dad was just like looking at me and I was just like, but I didn't want to shut down and be like, no, like this ain't Minecraft. Because I don't know how young this girl was. And so I was just like, yeah, maybe we'll have some plans on Minecraft soon, but I don't know. We'll have to see.
So you didn't actually give them a proper answer then, I've noticed.
No, what? No, like, how do I answer that?
Well, try now. No, I'm joking.
Nah, I ain't giving you that exclusive scoop.
I've been digging this entire time for like you to say you love Pangi or something. You just don't give anything to me. No.
We're very good friends. He's an awesome friend. He's just like, he's an awesome guy on and off stream.
The podcast was really fun with him, I'll say.
Yeah, like when I joined the realm, he was the first person, like he immediately added me on Discord to like chat, and he showed me around the server, like just unconditionally accommodating, which I'm really, really grateful for. And then we just clicked, like there's no other way to describe it. Like we get on well. I get on well with a lot of the realmers, but obviously Pangi gets farmed the most. but yeah, it's really good fun. It's awesome stuff.
Yeah, speaking of the realm, SMP, obviously when we first interacted, I didn't know you was on the realm. So how did you join it?
I was not supposed to join whatsoever. It's a funny story. This is when I was still living in London. Toby was doing his tubathon. He was, I think he was just like having downtime, just like realming, right? And he runs a D&D show called No Dice. And one of his characters died, Slovy, I think I'm pronouncing that right. Was not supposed to happen, right? This character death. And Tubbo and Owen had to have like an emergency meeting to like figure stuff out. But this couldn't happen on stream. Tubbo's like, can someone like call and chat while I go away? I was in his Twitch chat by Cube, like at the time. I was like, yeah, sure. Like,
were you partner?
Like, I can hop on.
Random question. Were you partner when this happened?
I was, no.
You weren't
no.
partner. Okay.
I was on like 2k followers, and if I went live at that time, I probably would have averaged 20.
Okay.
But yeah, I was like, yeah, sure, like I'm free, whatever, I'll join. He's like, okay, I'm gonna whitelist you onto the realm real quick and then I'll ban you afterwards. And I said, yeah, that's absolutely fine. So I log on and I'm stood in front of Tubbo in Minecraft, like talking to his Twitch chat, like messing around. Long story short, I'll spare the legitimate realm lore that occurred, but I get a tour of the server, and then I get into this big argument with Bad Boy Halo and Foolish, and then Roscumber kills me and I sign this contract, and I just get like knees deep in all of like the realm lore and conflict. And when Tubbo came back, he proceeded with Owen just to watch me play. They're like, they were eating food, they were just like watching me have this argument with Foolish, Bad Boy Halo, and
right in front of Tubbo.
Yeah Like, just stood in-game in front of him, like, in Minecraft. Toby gets back, and he's just watching me play at this point. And it's to this day, it's the sweetest thing, the whole Twitch chat. Because it was like, oh, like, I'm back, time's up, like, I'm gonna ban him now, and, like, we're gonna resume the subathon. But the whole chat was like, no, please, like, Luki, stay, can we keep him? Like, can we keep him on? We let him on. And yeah, I'm at the peak of this big argument that's just occurred. And yeah, Owen and Toby were like, you know what? Sure, why not? Like, let's keep, like, he was DMing me at the time being like, do this decision, say that, join green, and then you can stay on the server. This nobody knows this stuff. And I was like, oh my god, okay, sure. And then he DM'd me at like 1 a.m. midnight or 1 a.m. He said like, go live right now. And I was like, fuck, okay. Like, this is happening now. Like, camera on, I'm looking in my mirror and I'm like, oh my god, I look awful. I'm like, scrub my throat. Sit down at my desk, hit go live. And that's how I joined the realm. just completely on a whim. No one had joined the realm for like 2-3 months, and then I just spawned in out of nowhere.
This is why I got to move out, because I live with my parents, and, you know, as great and as accommodating to the content that they are, they wake up for like 4 a.m. in the morning for work, 5 a.m. in the morning for work, and they can't hack it like I can. So I can't, like, I'm being a bit loud now because they're on holiday, but they come back tomorrow. So like starting tomorrow, I can't stream late on a Sunday, and I can't do this. Like I won't be able to just go live like that. Because like my partner, she doesn't care. Like she's fine with it. She can sleep through it.
That's fair. Yeah, I was in my uni accommodation in London. That's how I joined. And then the rest is history. Yeah.
So I've been told about this group of people, but I don't know anything about it. Who are the Honey Badgers?
The Honey Badgers is Green Faction within the realm. So okay, I'll give you a very quick rundown. In the realm, there's four core factions, right? Red, blue, green, and yellow, and orange now, actually. The Honey Badgers is the name of the green faction, consisting of me, Hangi, and Bad. There are a list of other streamers, but like the prominent ones that are online would be me, Hangi, and Bad. Okay. And Tubbo Whispers.
And like, how was it formed? Was this just from you joining the realm, how you joined the green faction? And like that's
well, the Honey Badgers?
Yeah.
The Honey Badgers name existed before I was on the realm.
Oh, got you. You just joined into it.
It's just another name for like the green faction. Yeah. Yeah, that's how I met Bad properly, and then Pangi. Like, we're on the same faction, so we introduce each other to ourselves. Yeah, that's the Honey Badgers.
What have been some of your favorite like realm moments?
Ooh. Oh, there's lots. I mean, the first day is always going to be special. I dropped some fire bars at Rolls after I was murdered. There were just... What I love about the realm is it's so easy in a room full of people who are all pushing in the same direction. Like, it's so easy just to, like, make jokes and do this and do that. And there are so many just, like, funny... unplanned moments here and there. The ball, there was a big ball event that was really good. I had a particularly big lore stream where like my past was revealed, and that was a really awesome moment, really well coordinated buy-in with the admins. But my deaths, they're pretty cool. I try to make them as traumatic as possible, which is fun to do. But like I could log on at any point and just enjoy even downtime, just like messing around. I'm like with Bad Boy Halo at 3 o'clock in the morning mining or something, right? And we're just talking about life, or like in the middle of a battle, you know, against Yellow, Roz, and Sneeg, or like there's been an assassination attempt, which becomes this big, like dramatic moment, like with Pilly too, just messing around, like dates that occur or like shenanigans that there are. To say there's a particularly favorite moment, I'm not sure, aside from what I've listed already. Yeah,
sounds like you've done a lot, which is very sick.
Yeah, well, it's been 4 months now, which is crazy to look back on.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's really bizarre. Yeah, for I think it was March 2nd I joined. I think it was March 2nd I joined, which is wild to look back on now.
I have a question. I was meant to ask you earlier, but it's just come to my mind. This isn't ever gonna happen, but it's just curiosity, all right? And feel free not to answer it if you don't have an answer for it, so there's no pressure. Someone comes up to you tomorrow, right, and they have this almighty power, and you get to pick either content creation or the stuff that you do, like the side quests.
Industry?
There you go, industry.
The side quests.
That's it. Side quests /industry or content creation. One of them is successful, the other one isn't successful.
Content creation.
Why?
Easy choice. It's why I moved to London. Like, it's been my dream since I was a wee kid. I referenced it before, but yeah, I have videos of me since I was 9 just making YouTube videos or doing gameplays. Like I've been at it for a long while. Why? It's so much more, what's the word for it? I can be myself. I mean, it is performative to an extent. Like when I'm streaming, right, I'm making conscious efforts to be more upbeat, and like the jokes are funnier and the sad moments are sadder. But like you compare that to like the TikTok event that I described, and it's like you can just be yourself. Like it is the dream, hanging out with friends, playing games. And obviously there's a lot more to it than that. It's not the full story, but to be able to enjoy some element of that and call it your work is a huge like honor, right? Yeah, content creation. And there's a lot of, the thing is, content creation can be such a vast thing too. Like, it could be music, it could be film, it could be cooking, it could be artwork, it could be constructing, you know? Like, there's so much you can do with it any day of the week. If it was like one fails and one succeeds now, it content creation every day.
That is sick to hear. It's nice to see that you're so passionate about it, though. That's all that matters, right?
Yeah, I like don't get me wrong, I love my industry work, and like I'm very grateful to be able to do it, and it's awesome to be able to travel and work and stuff. But yeah, that's where my heart is at, is content creation. In fact, what I'm currently working on is I've filmed all the behind the scenes stuff of this, of my production work this past year. And is putting it all together, the Amazon documentary included. Like, I done like a, I don't call it a vlog, but like I documented my experience living with this Italian crew for 2-3 weeks, and filming every day on set. So I like to be able to merge those two worlds together.
It's smart though, as well.
It is, yeah. I mean, it makes sense. But yeah, my heart's in content creation, and if I had it my way, I'll primarily be doing content creation is the goal.
So a question I normally like to ask at the start of the podcast, but I'm asking you now, how'd you get your name? Obviously not your real name. As Luki. In, why, you mean, like, did you how'd go I think with Luki? Why did you go with Luki for content creation?
Okay, so my old name used to be Razor Pro, which was like, I think my brother helped me come up with it. It was my first Xbox gamer tag, which I made a Twitch account on, and it synced up. And I was like, you know what, Razor Pro, it was RAZ3RPR. It was a proper Xbox gamer tag. I was like, look, this isn't very viable. No one knows how to spell this. It's long, it's weird. And I want some personality in the name. And I was like, damn, I want, and I'm like, I'm thinking, like, Tubbo's a really good name, right? It's short, it's easy to spell, and it implies Toby, which is his name, right? And I was like, damn, like, I need a name, or like Markiplier, or like Jacksepticeye, even though Jack's called Sean, but, you know, like some form of name. And the origins of Luki is, as I was, when I was a kid, my dad and my uncle would always wind me up, right? They'd call me Luki. They'd be like, oh, like, Luki, how are you doing? And I'm like, and I hated that as a kid. I'm like, my name's not Luki, it's Lucas. And of course, that just fueled the flame. They're like, oh, Luki Pookie, is he getting upset? Oh, like, stop calling me Luki, that's not my name. Anyways, skipped, I don't know, 12 years. And I'm like, damn, wait, they were actually onto something. That's genius. Luki. Short, 5 letters, easy to spell. And it implies, like, my name. It's like, it's a name. It's a sayable name, right? Whereas, I don't want to name drop, but you could picture, like, a Twitch streamer's name that's just, like, really long, not easy to spell. And I didn't want that. I studied my marketing and business, and I was like, nope, needs to be short, sweet, easy to spell, and resemble my name. And I was like, Luki's perfect. So I was It's Luki for a little while. And then I met a guy who knew a guy that worked at Twitch and was able to get me the Luki URL, like, 3-4 years ago.
Used to get called Charles, and yeah, used to really affect me, but now I just don't care. Like, all right, cool. I realize, I mean, yeah, the more, like, you care, the more people say it.
Yeah, you go, okay, like, it doesn't bother me. Like, oh, I wouldn't have made it my name if it did bother me. But also, Luki just became like an actual nickname of mine. Like, a lot of my uni friends would call me Luki. Like, yeah, I like Luki a lot. Like, it works. Yeah, that's it. It was my dad and my uncle bullying me. Is how Luki came around.
You've been doing a slight bit of different content recently, like, not crazy, you still do the realm of Minecraft, but you've done other things. Like, you did the peak fun with Tubbo, who I'm lurking in their stream right now. They just announced their mid-offs, which I was expecting to see a Luki announcement in there, but there wasn't, sadly.
Yeah, I'm going home for my dad's birthday.
So you were invited to it?
Yeah, I wasn't able to attend, which sucks, because I really wanted to go.
Wait, is he doing it in person? Because I have the stream on mute, obviously, I'm talking with you, but is it going to be an in-person event, or is it going to be online?
I don't know, you have to find that out from him.
Well, he's probably said it on stream, if I'm honest, but
yeah,
just in case he hasn't, we won't answer that.
Yeah, I've mixed it up. I always done, like, before the realm, I always done variety, Minecraft included, but like, variety. I love horror games. I'm a big fan of horror games, and that's always been like a recurrent. I'll do like variety and a horror game, you know, that I'll like run through. Obviously, Realm Season 1, as we know it, is coming to an end, and I didn't want to be an exclusively Minecraft realm streamer, right? Especially when I knew the realm was gonna end one day. So yeah, more recently I've like blended in more streams, different streams, like variety games, which is what I used to do anyways. So it's nothing like different. But now I'm in a really like lucky position to have like a pool of streamer friends that want to do variety games. So yeah, I done Peak most recently with, it was me, Tubbo, Elam, Sykuno, and Foolish. And we streamed for 13 hours straight to try and beat this game. And like, but we made a big event out of it, and it was awesome. Like, it was really good fun. Like, rage games like that, or like Repo, but like with the Realm crew, right? It's a nice like middle ground to start like working into variety games. I want to do more of that stuff. I likely will do more of that stuff. I've always enjoyed variety games and horror games. But the Realm isn't over yet, and when Realm season 2 comes around, like, I'll be playing it very prominently, I imagine. But yeah, I was nervous about the transition of leaving Realm, given that was my main like spotlight, right, at most recently. Like, this big wave came from me joining the Realm, meaning a lot of those viewers are exclusively Realm viewers, right? So if I stream anything else, there's that fear of like, oh, no one's going to be interested in this. But I've found myself in a very lucky position where I can stream this horror game at 2 o'clock in the morning, and you know, and there's a big crowd of people there for it, which is, you know, which is a huge honor. But yeah, that's me mixing it up with variety a bit. I've done a bit of IRL stuff. I'm gonna do more IRL streaming, but yeah, that's about all for now.
You should start a podcast.
Start a podcast.
Yeah, call it
Outside MC.
Everyone makes this joke that, yeah, no.
Oh, no, really?
You're like, damn. I'm sorry, yeah. I don't mean to kill it, sorry, but it's, yeah, it's not original. Apologies.
That doesn't surprise me, actually. Yeah, that's low-hanging fruit.
Even like Lukey Yaps or something.
Lukey Yaps.
Lukey
It would
speaking.
Be cool. Yeah, like, maybe at some point, or go into radio.
Talky Lorky.
That could be good fun. Talky Lorky.
I couldn't think of it.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I don't fuck with that.
I'll go back to the drawing board of that. Yeah, a podcast could be cool. I mean, I'd want to have some form of like niche or concept to it, but it's not off the table. But a lot of my friends, it's weird because a lot of my friends do like podcasty shows. So I'd be finding something that A, doesn't like trample on anyone's feet, and B, doesn't feel too similar, right?
Well, yeah, but at the same time, it's a bit like someone being like, oh, if someone came to me and was like, oh, I was going to start a podcast, but it'd be too similar to Inside MC. And I'm like, yeah, but like, you're going to ask them different questions and you're going to have different chats. So like,
that's true. Yeah, that is true.
Just go for it, why not? And plus also, like, yeah, there's more likely, obviously, you have bigger, like, quite, quite bigger connections than I do anyway, so there's more of a chance of you getting certain guests on who I haven't got on, or who I might have known for a while.
Yeah, maybe. I considered a painting one, like a wine time and painting.
Well, you just paint and yeah.
Like, yeah. Have you seen Fireball Friday?
Yeah, yeah.
I love Fireball Friday.
I tried Harry and Lexi on the podcast. I've had no luck yet.
Oh, but like that concept of it's like a streamed podcast / interview. You have a guest on and there's like, I mean, they just drink Bible. But like painting and like wine or something. I don't know, like something more like casual and fun I've considered. But I have no plans. I have no plans to do anything crazy podcast related. But maybe, who knows, down the line I could give it a shot.
That'd be kind of fun though. But like, I think Amesy had it for a while, the coffee one where like they made a coffee talk or something along those lines. I can't remember.
Yeah, yeah. Amesy did. I can't remember what it was called, Coffee Talk or something like that.
That's what I was thinking in my head, but I don't think it was called that.
I can't remember the name of it, but I am aware of Amesy's work on it, yeah.
Well, with that, did you have anything else you wanted to bring up this podcast? So have we done a pretty good job of covering everything?
Honestly, nothing in particular comes to mind. Just that and like YouTube stuff. I want to lock in on YouTube stuff. I want to make some cool cinematic videos, bringing in the industry world and the streaming world together. But no, like, life's great at the moment. I'm really like happy with where I'm at. I have a crap ton of work to do. I hate it, but I love it. unless you had anything else in particular you wanted to bring up.
No, just some Twitter questions.
All good. Oh, of course. Yes. Oh no. Twitter questions. Are they bad? So, I actually haven't looked.
First one comes from Wick Tonight.
Yes, I know that name.
If you got the chance, what show / book / story would you want to adapt in your personal style for the big screen?
Oh, that's a really cool question. Maybe some kind of like, oh, maybe some kind of like thriller, like Hunger Games or Maze Runner. That could be cool. Or have you seen The Gentlemen? I love The Gentlemen.
Yes, good, good. Very good movie.
Kingsman. Sorry, I'm just...
I know what you meant. I just responded. Have you seen Kingsman? All of them?
I've seen all of them. I wasn't a fan of the third one. It's more of like a war movie.
I think it's always them ones where like the first one is really good and like, then they push it all too far.
Kingsman fight choreography is so, so good. When I make something, I'll probably do something in horror and I really want to take inspiration from a fight scene. And just make it sound really dumb and vague, and it won't mean anything to you, but just make it look really cool and cinematic, like, with, like, color grading and whatnot. If I could take one show, though, and mix it up myself, I don't know, because all the shows and films that I like, I wouldn't want to mess with that, you know? Like, I wouldn't want to... I didn't watch Kingsman and think, I could do this better if I did it my own way. But at the same time, I could take inspiration from so much. I think Hunger Games or Maze Runner could be really cool.
The next one comes from Bitter Botter.
Uh-huh.
What's your biggest regret pertaining to your job in the filming / acting, etc. industry? So I guess, like, what's, like, the biggest thing you've missed out on? I guess this could probably fall under.
Biggest regret. The Netflix role I described kind of sucked. Biggest regret. I don't have any major regrets. Maybe being a bit more, what's the word for it? Like having more of a backbone. There is a lot of, what's the word? Especially like as I was coming into it, a lot of employers know that the jobs they're giving out are very desirable, right? So some people like to take advantage of that and they know they can get away with a lot, right? They're like, oh, well, if you don't want to, like, someone else will come flocking in, right? I don't want to slander. Let's use big movie TV company instead, right? Let's say they're offering a role for the next Avengers movie, right? People are going to come flocking, right? Like, left, right, and center. Very desirable role. And they know that. They're like, they could probably get away with treating a lot of people like shit because they know it doesn't matter. You're going to put up with it and you're going to do it anyway, right? I've dealt with that a bit where it's like I've been messed around a good amount, but also because I'm excited about working on the project, I let it slide. So maybe being more resilient in that aspect of things. But also, you kind of need to learn to just suck it up. It's the nature of the industry. There's a lot of like last minute changes that happens and delays and budget changes. It's very normal. It sucks. And I wish it wasn't that way. But maybe being more resilient and having like a backbone and being like, no, I'm not putting up with this. But also, please let me stay on the job. I don't have any major regrets of things that's happened while working on industry stuff.
The next one comes from Tired Parrot. What's something you're very passionate about that you wish more people were into?
I don't know. I share a lot of my passions pretty publicly. I talk about the things that I love. I don't think I'm holding on to anything particularly secret. Psychology? I love psychology, but I talk about that a lot. I don't shut up about that. I don't know. Honestly, I'm not sure. I'm very public with the things that I like and enjoy. If I have a cool niche interest, I like to show that. I think most recent example was familiar with Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I used to play Mortal Kombat competitively. Like, I would earn money playing tournaments. And I loved it. It was awesome. Obviously, when streaming Realm for so long, I was a bit nervous to, you know, hit everyone with the whiplash that is Mortal Kombat. But for the first time in years, I streamed Mortal Kombat, performed very well, and loved it. Yeah, I was like, this is a really cool, fun game that I play a lot that no one really knows about. Snooker. I played snooker competitively, but I talk about that. But I haven't shown that.
I used to love playing pool. Like, I played a lot of pool back in the day.
Yeah, yeah. I have my cue beside me at the moment, actually. It is collecting dust, I hate to admit. But yeah, that's it. I'm pretty vocal with things I like. I like to show off things that I find interesting. I'm not sitting on any major secrets, I don't think.
The next one comes from Gem Draws. What's your what the fuck is my life moment? So obviously we partially touched on it earlier.
Oh my god, yeah.
You know.
Honestly, Oh, I've had a few. But most recently, I would say getting home from TwitchCon / the premiere, where it was, I just moved out of London. I didn't get the keys to my new apartment. I've put everything I know in Tubbo's office, everything I own in Tubbo's office. I left for Rotterdam, done TwitchCon for the first time as partner. I already explained how surreal that experience was. Left to go to my own premiere, watching myself on the big screen in the cinema, right? Surreal experience. Go back to the Netherlands, hanging out, streaming. I get back in the UK and this is all within the same like 2 week period. I land back in the UK and I don't have the keys to my new apartment yet. Everything I own is in the Tubbo office. I sleep the night at Freddy's and yeah, that was kind of a what the fuck moment. And then when I moved in, I got my keys and I finally put my bags down. And I was like, I had somewhere for the first time in like 3 weeks. And I slept on the floor that night. I had no food. It was I had a tub of peanut butter. I was like, how have I gone from like the partner lounge TwitchCon, my own film premiere, to laying on the floor with a tub of peanut butter? Like,
yeah, yourself, yeah, when you moved out as well was interesting.
I streamed from a microwave for 3 weeks. That was awesome. My back didn't agree. That was kind of, yeah, like a big what the fuck moment. I was like, shit. And just meeting all those friends for the first time was so surreal. I would live that week over again and again if I could. Like, I had so much fun. Yeah, that was a pretty big what the fuck moment. And I'm still processing that even now, I think, how bizarre it all is.
The last question for today comes from Kaderi. Sorry if I pronounced this wrong. Is there something you haven't done before that you genuinely like to try? Could be work related or just something like a skill, anything like that? Ooh.
Like a production, a fight scene, or horror. Okay. I really want to film a fight scene. Like, there's this YouTube channel I really like called Raka Raka. It's a bit graphic, so 18 plus if you do go looking. But they have YouTube videos that just have really cool fight scenes. It's as simple as that. And ARG is something I've been considering. Making some
what
form
does ARG
of, like,
mean
really...
for those who don't know?
Oh my god, I actually don't know.
Okay, what's it about, I guess? Like, what's the explanation for it?
ARG, alternate reality game. Okay, it is basically, imagine a big mystery that just exists on the internet. Not specifically YouTube or Twitch, but it's this like trail of breadcrumbs that you follow that could come in the form of, let's say, a YouTube video. And there's a series of like binary codes that flash on the screen that create a URL to a website. And if you look in the source code of the website, you'll find a link to a video but it tells this story, this narrative. Imagine an escape room, but the setting is the internet. And it is like you brighten images to try and find things. It's really, it's tricky to describe, but like, it's really cool. Big mystery, but I would want to make it horror because that's cool. But that is a lot of effort. And yeah, that'd be a big project that I have to like really knuckle down and work on. But it would be good fun. That's the thing I'd really like to do.
Well, with that being said, that sadly brings the end of this week's podcast, Lukey. Thank you so much for coming on. You've been amazing.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I've had a great time. I hope you got your questions answered.
Sorry that I gave like dead, like not deadish, but like not fully built on responses near the final 2 points. That I just didn't know what to add.
No.
I always feel rude when I don't, but I'm like, oh no, I don't want to like say shit and then not know what I'm saying.
No, that's okay. I mean, it's just me yapping about things I want to get done. No, you did great. You were great. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, it's been so cool to hear. Before I do the outro though, I always like to give this opportunity for you to promote yourself. So for those who don't know who you are and have listened all the way through and want to find out who you are, where do they find you?
Majoritively Lukey, Lukey on Twitch, and you can find all my other socials on there, to be honest. They're all variants of Lukey. I have Lukey on Twitch, Twitter's like LukeyTTV, Instagram's LukeyRx, because I thought let's make it more difficult and add different endings for each of them. But let's just stick with Lukey. If you Google Lukey, you'll find me, I'm sure.
There we go. Well, thank you again for coming on. It's been great. And thank you to everyone who listened. This has been Inside MC. Thank you all for listening. Stay safe. Don't eat too much bread. Peaces.
Goodbye.